My phone's on quiet. I have it yours.
No. This is that part of the meeting where we have been since 8:30, preliminarily going over the agenda for today. Accounts payable, minutes, etc. It's also the time prior to the formal meeting that we have public comment. Mr. Strahan, and we have James Strahan here who has signed up for public comment. Good morning.
I'm James Strahan, Taney County Assessor, and as you all know, the State Tax Commission has decided to withhold the fundings again from Taney County. I didn't know a whole lot about what I did last Monday other than Jan Clark wrote an article in the paper, and in that article I was not very pleased with some of the wordings and some of the things that come down from the county commission last Monday while I was in Jefferson City. I found out in Jefferson City that part of the problem with Taney County's assessments came from a group called Southwest Valuation Group, LLC. I found out that Mr. Monks, that had done the evaluation at Taney County, had taken an oath not to have any contact whatsoever with the assessor of Taney County, and anything he had pending on his report was to go directly to the State Tax Commission, and I have that in writing here. But after reviewing records, many records, I found Mr. Monks had come to the Taney County BOE of 2012, and his report that showed Taney County was extremely too low in assessed evaluations contradicted his ability to get many, many properties lowered in value through the 2012 BOE. He represented an individual of Taney County. So I was disturbed at that point when I went in front of the State Tax Commission, but I found that that was just irrelevant according to stories I've heard coming from Taney County. I'm going to read to you what I wrote in response. Assessor James E. Strahan is striving for fair assessments based on all evidence provided from sales throughout the county. This action is being questioned by the State Tax Commission by the withholding of state reimbursement. Dramatic increases are being requested by the State Tax Commission from incomplete, unverified studies that reveal false results. The State Tax Commission is asking for an increase in older homes in the City of Branson, City of Hollister, City of Forsyth, and throughout eastern Taney County. The majority of these homes are occupied by senior citizens and low-income citizens. I am very surprised that Mr. Strophus would not support an increase in taxation on either during these economic times. But I understand Mr. Strophus voted no on Monday for monies that was approved by him in January 2012. And this is ridiculous. This action appears to be a dog and pony show. The comment on the assessor's performance is incorrect by Mr. Strophus. The state legislators passed a statute in 2012 stating the assessor must consider foreclosure sales as part of the market. Although the State Tax Commission does not want to consider these foreclosure sales, it is state statute and state law. And it appears Mr. Strophas agrees with the State Tax Commission against this state statute. Mr. Strophas did not state that his and Mr. Pennell's actions of the Board of Equalization 2009, which they were members, compounded this whole situation. When Mr. Strophas was made aware of the Board of Equalization, which he was a member, cut his own value in half, Mr. Strophas informed the assessor the Board of Equalization made the decision and the assessor could not change this mistake. This led to Mr. Strophas paying taxes on half the value of his home in 2009 and 10, while the State Tax Commission was withholding funds from Taney County for values being too low. Thanks to the commissioners that stood with the budget approved in January 2012 by all three, but Mr. Strophas, shame on you for voting to shut down the assessor's office and siding with the State Tax Commission. The assessor's office provides the foundation for government services provided all citizens of Taney County. I will continue to keep values as low as possible while achieving market value for the citizens of Taney County. Sincerely, James E. Strahan, Taney County Assessor. Thank you very much.
That'll be the end of public hearing. We'll now open the County Commission meeting. So I'd like to call to order this meeting of the Taney County Commission meeting, Monday, October 29th, 2012, and call upon Commissioner Strophas for an opening prayer. If everybody will stand.
You stand. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the day, Father, and we thank you for your goodness and your kindness, Father. And we, as Father, we are thankful for the change of seasons, Father, in this great county that we live in, Father. And Father, we just ask for protection for all of our citizens and all of our visitors to this area. And Father, you protect everyone as they come and visit and see and work and play. And Father, we ask you to also have a special protection over the people on the East Coast as this hurricane comes close, Father. There, people will use wisdom to take the heed of the elected officials and the government and the police forces for protection, Father. And Father, we're also very thankful for our military that are both active and inactive, Father, that you continue to protect the military across the country and around the world, Father. Comfort the families as they're separated this time, Father. And we're just thankful, Father, that we live in this great free country. And we ask you to be with the elected officials as we perform our duties, both at the local, the county, the state, and the federal level, Father, that you freely give wisdom as we ask for it. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah. Mr. Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Previous meeting minutes.
Motion to approve minutes dated October 15th, October 22nd, and the October 22nd emergency meeting with corrections and changes.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve County Commission minutes dated October 15th, October 22nd, and the October 22nd emergency meeting with corrections and changes. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries. Accounts payable.
Motion to approve accounts payable checks 331033 through 331101 and warrants 5698.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve checks numbers 331033 through 331101, warrant number 5698. I don't see.
I don't have that on. I think he's just saying okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't see any journal entries or transfers. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say nay. Motion carries. Next order of business is a funding agreement for the Village of Kirbyville. John? Good morning, Mr. Soutine.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Morning. The Taney County Regional Sewer District, at its last meeting, approved a contract with Schultz Survey and Engineering Company to do engineering work to develop a plan to extend the Kirbyville sewers. At a point just, I would say, just west of Camp Edwards Road, across East Highway 76 onto property where the Victorian Heart business is now located. The property is actually known as the Meadows Industrial Park. In order to do this, though, we need a funding agreement approved by the Taney County Commissioners to, you know, secure the funding to begin the project. This project initially was brought to the Sewer District Board by the Village of Kirbyville, who had an interest in doing this work, but due to an agreement that was signed a few years back, they're having to forego their sales tax monies until those dollars have been replenished back. That is due to the Kirbyville project, the original Kirbyville sewer project. And we had talked about that a few months back. But at any rate...
What's needed to expedite that process?
At the last time we talked about this, been a few months back, the commission was going to have their attorney look at the agreement and see how the agreement may be dissolved. And that's kind of where it left at. I know you all have been very busy, and we had too. We just hadn't got back to discuss that. But that's where that is.
Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, I thought that had already been done, John, and I'm
not aware of it if it has.
Okay, I thought that had been dissolved because they were the only ones that were paying or having their monies withheld at that point.
Well, that's true. That is the case. The sewer district would have to probably act upon that also because we were a party to that agreement. We haven't had those discussions or been asked to do that yet.
The reason I say that is because in the former discussions about this, I thought it was, I don't know whether there was a vote taken by the county commission, but there was agreement amongst the county commission on that issue that we thought that was unfair. That they were the only entity out of nine that were being treated this way. And so I would like to see the expedite.
Yeah, the other entities that we had done this with were given the sewer systems after they'd been built.
Right.
Kirbyville's situation was that the sewer district was going to retain the system that they built with their share of the sales tax monies, but yet they were having to pay that money back, which didn't make sense to after that was explained. I believe the commission was unanimous in that thought.
Yes.
I'm not speaking for you, gentlemen, but that's what I left here with. But that was... to the best of my knowledge, where that was at was that your legal counsel was going to look at that and figure out how we go about the process of dissolving the agreement. Like I said, the sewer district was a party to that also, and we haven't been asked or directed to take action on that either, so I don't know where that is in the process.
And one other question. After that line is bored across the road to that location, does it extend to the apartments that were part of the conversation that the sewer board had some period of time ago whenever they extended the line to the school? They're on the southeast side of 76 Highway.
Yeah.
There was a discussion about taking that line on to those apartments and doing away with that treatment plant there.
Yeah, that where we're at with that is called the Mildred Project. And we have a design, and we have had a meeting with the property owners of the Skyview Heights subdivision. We're trying to schedule a second meeting with the representative of Branson East Apartments and also with Redbud Apartments, Mr. Haney. We've had one meeting with him also. Since those meetings, the property owners of Skyview Heights subdivision have signed a letter of intent that they will decommission their treatment plant and become customers of the sewer district. The representative of Branson East Apartments is concerned about the rate and how that rate will affect their occupancy within the development there, as well as Mr. Haney is. We were gathering information based on their water rates to better inform them of what their sewer bill may be and different things like that. So they're still kind of out. They're not really 100% supportive of the project yet. The Skyview Heights people are. But that's the Mildred Project, and that's kind of a different. That project was already budgeted for and already in the works of being designed. This is one that just kind of came to us over the course of the last few months with just to extend this. Basically, it would extend, you know, bore underneath Highway 76 and then would extend to a point to the south and east of the current building to where it would be, there would be an 8-inch gravity sewer for future growth should it occur on that side of the property. And Mr. Klein has also agreed to give us an easement corridor along Highway 76 to the southwest. That would give us the ability, if development should occur on that side of the property, then sewers could be built along that corridor and connect into what we provide.
Right.
So that's we would like to begin the engineering on that. The construction, I don't see any construction beginning this year just due to the timing and where we're at in the year. But we would plan to begin that after the first of the year with the commission's support on the funding agreement. That would be my first request. And then the second request, if you gentlemen would approve a funding agreement, I would request that I be able to use line item 780-5325 to charge the engineering cost out on this project to that line item. That line item was the power site wastewater treatment plant feasibility study, which after our discussion a month or so back about the lake bore, it don't seem like we're going to need to use those funds for that purpose. And I would like to be able to use that. There's $25,000 in that line item. Not that we'll need all of that, but I would like to be able to charge things to that line item. And then next year I would adjust my budget request for 2013 appropriately with this project as part of that 2013 request.
I'm ready to make the motion on that, but I would like to have discussion after I make a motion for the funding agreement here. But now on the budget line for the extension, we're in the 1st of November, which if it is possible to wait till I don't know what corrections we have to go through for an extension out of the line item.
We can allow it. I mean, we're not doing line item budgeting.
Yeah, I'm not asking for an increase or anything. I'm
just using that line item
to be able to use that.
Which
line
I'm fine
item.
Because you're right. We're not using that line item like we anticipated a year ago. So I'd be fine with just letting them do that, and we'll approve it when it comes through accounts payable. Actually, it won't come through accounts payable, but we'll just.
Let me ask a question. We put money in the budget to do engineering on a project that we didn't put in the budget. Is that correct?
Well, we put money in there. You know, back when we, in early of this year, we were talking about the lake bore, and then the conversation come up about maybe looking at building a wastewater plant in the power site north area.
And so we put monies within that.
Yeah, there was $25,000 allotted for that. And then due to discussions through this year, we decided that, you know, the lake bore may be more appropriate.
Dan?
And I understand all these discussions that we've been talking about and the tie-in of the Mildred and the other things. What I'm saying is there some action that we need to take on the transfer from one project that is named in the budget that is actually being used for another part of it? Is there an action that we need to take to adjust the budget or is this November? We're in November. Do we add that to the first of the year? Are you wanting to get that project started?
We would like to start the design on it.
I'm fine with it.
And I think we could get that completed by the end of the year, but, you know, construction, there's no way we would begin construction.
John, isn't the line item for engineering services?
I'm sorry?
Isn't the line item for engineering services?
Yes,
yes. So we're within the scope of...
Yeah, it was in the concept section of the budget.
Okay.
I want to go back, John, just for a second. The question about treating the village of Kirbyville the same as we had the other incorporated areas, and the fact that the commission had been in favor of that happening, but we haven't moved forward. And if it's been remiss on us because we haven't got a council to make a decision, let me tell you, at least from my perspective, we really want to see that happen.
Mm-hmm.
And if you made a comment a minute ago that the sewer district needed to have discussion about that, can you facilitate that happening? Because we're ready to move forward. We're ready to see it in the budget. And if I'm mistaken, this gentleman can correct me. But
yeah, I can take the issue before the sewer district board and obtain their comments and come back and make you aware of what their comments are on the situation.
Well, I'm going to make a motion for the approval. The way that it's the funding agreement for the village of Kirbyville.
Yes.
Also,
it'd be pretty much for the regional sewer district. It's really the regional sewer district asking you for a funding agreement because we will be over the construction and we will own this extension once it's built.
Right.
Because it's an extension of our existing sewer system.
I'm just reading it off of what's posted here.
So yeah, that's absolutely. Yes.
But. I am in total agreement with the other two issues that's been brought before us this morning, the using of the funds out of the engineering, and we want to make sure that we get this other thing straightened up with the tax monies. And I'll make that motion on the funding agreement.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve an intergovernmental funding agreement by and between Taney County, the Taney County Regional Sewer District, and the Kirbyville Sanitary Sewer Extension Project as presented this morning. Discussion?
Does that include being able to use that budget line item?
Yep.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. That's understood with the other offices
right.
of the courthouse.
It's not part of this motion.
It's not part of this motion, but
it's understood. Yeah,
it's understood.
Yeah, we don't need to make a motion for that.
Okay, thank you.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, say nay. Motion carries. And for the record, let it be stated that the county commission is in agreeance with the use of dollars that are already provided for within the budget as stated by Mr. Suti for engineering services.
Right.
John, anything else?
No, sir. One other thing, this is kind of a different topic, but just briefly, we have secured a parking arrangement agreement with the Masonic Lodge to share the parking area down there. I thought I would have a signed copy to get back to you gentlemen this morning. The gentleman with the lodge, though, unfortunately, had not made it over there by the end of business on Friday. But they do have it. I sent them two original copies signed by our chairman. They, according to Mr. Campbell, have executed those documents, so we should be getting one copy back. So I'll be getting that to you gentlemen and see what we need to do on the next step of the transition. So
immediately just get it to Nikki, and she'll post it on the first available meeting, and we'll get that taken care of.
All right. I'll get you a copy as soon as I can so y'all can look at it.
John, can I also suggest that you and I sit down and chat about, there's two or three points about that.
Okay.
And
be glad to.
In the next couple of days.
It'll be fine.
Thank you, sir.
I've got to be in Springfield Wednesday. We've got a court case that we're getting prepared for. But any other day this week, I'd be more than glad to meet with you.
It looks like I'm here every day, so.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it.
Well, let me also ask this. This says that we have an executive session for personnel following your discussion. Does that have anything to do with you, John?
I don't know. I was wondering that myself.
I think it's a misposting.
That you have a personnel issue.
Okay, that will come back down. Okay,
but we've got one also scheduled a little later on in the day. Randy, are you going to be around?
Well, it's not that much later in the day, so it's we're
yeah.
What we have here.
You're good.
I have, and I'll give this to Nikki to complete, to get the signature of the county clerk and accounting officer, and then we'll get that to you right away.
Yeah, I saw the executive session. I wasn't sure either.
So. Nope. I guess it's next, guys. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
My question then is, can we postpone to a definite time the executive session to coincide with the executive session scheduled at the end of?
Do we need to postpone it since it's not even labeled more than just?
Well, they're both labeled, so yeah. I guess you're right. We could just scratch it.
Scratch it.
Thank you, understand.
Ma'am. Yeah. We're just going to push it toward the end. Thank you, Nikki.
Nikki.
Since you're here.
Shady Drive discussion. Gentlemen, want to join us?
And I'm the one who posted this. If you can put that up there so what the guys know what we're talking about here. So, push the Oh, you got a map? That's fine. Never mind, we got a map. Okay. Right. So, guys, all this will be real quick here. On Google, which is also tied to all the GPS systems, this road shows as a through road. Okay? And what's happening is GPS systems are taking all this traffic onto this road. And this section of road from here to here basically is impassable for anybody except a four-wheel drive. And we can't, I've tried to get...
That also falls outside the city?
Yes, it's a county. So my question for you is this. Could we consider, well, first of all, the reason I posted it, the homeowner lives right here who always seems to be helping people get unstuck, says that one of us, either David, Randy, or myself, promised us to widen the road and pave the road.
Which one of you was it?
Well, we haven't found that one in person yet. But we obviously, that doesn't make sense to do that. And so none of us said that. But it was he believes he heard that. My question for you guys is, could we consider vacating that section of road?
Nothing. Are there any property owners that would be in opposition?
Well, this guy has access. If we vacate it, basically, I won't draw on the map, but basically we vacate it right around here. This person gets access. It'd be a private drive for him. On the GIS system, this has access through this road right here that's not built, but public road right here. This is a public road that would access this property. So if we vacate it from right here, there's a house here now.
So this is a good road right here.
Yeah, it's a good road to about
this
right.
This is not developed. That's
correct.
What you're saying. How about this one?
The only thing that will come into play, that there's already existing utilities that run through there. There's a water line maintained.
We could vacate the road, but just leave the easement for utility easement.
Yeah, they would have easements for the utilities. Okay. They would need to be able to access their utilities.
I mean, and just so you know, what we've done as a road and bridge, and Stahl's done a great job, is that we've put road closed, flashing signs here, barricades here. We've done everything I know what we can do to stop the people from...
And some of the people are getting stuck. There's UPS, FedEx.
We had a bus up there. We had a bus up there today. A fire truck, propane company, multiple RVs.
Okay. Is it? I've not been out to the location. I know that. I thought this was handled through the sign.
It hasn't. Deal. It slowed it down, but it hasn't.
I mean, I thought that was what our purpose was
right.
To signage, was to stop it, and all that. Is it such a road with a 40-foot easement that we could? I'm not in favor of paving the thing or doing anything like that right now. what I'm saying is can it be prepared to where they can get through, or they don't? The way I understood it to start off with, they didn't even want anybody going.
No, they don't. The guys have done a great job to even clean this road up to so it could be turned around. They dug in a ditch line. It's in good shape. It's just not in good shape for that kind of traffic. It's just not. And there's the turnaround radius is not big enough for anything of any but a car, and the car has to do a 3-point turn. So, I mean, it's the best you can do for that terrain.
Okay. There's a process to go through on vacating, and we're not even in that quarterly process.
Right.
It's only once a quarter can we do things like that, and it has to be brought. I think the county commission itself can vacate at that particular time. If a person comes, it has to be posted. It has to be run through a general process of locations, time, all those things. But what do we do as a county commission? I'd have to read the statute to see how we do that.
If we want to initiate the process of vacation, we can do that. But to the best of my knowledge, at least under, is it Chapter 228, Randy? Do you know?
I think so.
Then we'd have to still do the petition process.
But
and I guess
if that individual is very interested, and I know that he is.
Yeah, I mean, this problem won't go away for anybody until we stop this. And the only way we can get it out, change out of the GPS is vacate the road. And it, really, there's no reason to have that road. It's never going to be built. It'd be a 25% grade.
Randy, do you know how that road was brought into the system? Because there are different ways other than the petition process, if in fact it was done by use.
Basically, it's not in our system right now. It's just there is a public road. It was platted. We maintained and we stopped here at the same location that the city currently does. And we've never maintained this section. We've maintained this road into this point.
So it's not an accepted county road. It's a public road.
It's not an accepted county road. It is a public road which shows up on the
Chapter 228.
All this. So, because all roads have been centerlined, so it's that. That's where they think it's a good road, and they get up there, and there's no place to turn around. And
it's a disaster.
We haven't tried putting the barrier across it.
We put road closed. We put signs up here. We've also got signs down here. We've got a dead end road sign in here. We've done
everything we can do.
We've done everything, but they still
drive around.
To go through there.
Do you know of any property owner that's going to file a remonstrance against a vacation?
I don't right now, but I mean,
I don't have an objection.
I mean, that's
I don't have an objection except for the fact that if someone comes in, we're wasting our time talking about it if they come in with a monstrous again. If they're a property owner on that one side or the other.
Right. The only person that I talked to when we was helping this situation here and putting the signs up was the guy that, I don't know where the utility runs, but if this wasn't kept halfway passable to where he could maintain that, but that's an easement. That would still be in effect, so he would still be able to get to his system. That would be the only.
I guess we can go through the process and see where.
Okay, and that's all I wanted to do is that gives, because otherwise I don't think we ever solve this problem.
Establish a public hearing for that date of quarterly, whatever that is, and then at that point we'll have to deal with whatever the.
Why don't we have Randy work with Frank?
Yeah.
And have Frank handle the legal side of that.
Yeah.
And prepare the notices for posting, et cetera. Now, we're looking probably January.
Yeah, that'd be January.
That'd be in that quarter. We're going to have to get a description for that section of road to be vacated, so there's going to have to be
a little cost
there with a surveyor giving me a description for that. So, Frank.
These situations sometimes are two-edged swords because there's people that are. So anyway,
what? Oh, you just came, yeah. All right. Well, I'll. You want to get with Frank, and I'll get with Basil. Tell him what's going on.
Okay.
Because I mean, there's just no other thing to do out there. Thank you, guys.
Veterans Task Force. Gentlemen, we're going to be back with you on your personnel matter in just a few minutes, so.
It won't be very long, but I think we'll.
Does David need to be, David, do you need to be in this personnel?
Yeah.
It's only going to be, we're not, I don't think we're going to be spending a lot of time on these issues.
Okay, we'll
Veterans Task Force.
Yep.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Great.
Excellent.
Every day is a great day. I'm here on a two-part mission.
Can I have you
My name is Tom Goldsworthy. I live over off Victor Church Road. I'm in the county, not the city. One of my reasons for being here this morning is to make sure that the three of you know that on the first Thursday at 11 a.m., we're doing a ribbon cutting. The mayor, as well as county commissioners, and we're trying to get all the superintendents or principals, as I know them from my past, to come in to see the exhibit that we've put up. This is not a museum. It's not intended to be a museum. It's an exhibit of veterans that have been here, lived here in this area. If I use the word Branson, I'm still talking the Tri-Lakes area. I don't believe in, well, Branson does. No. It's everybody. People on the other side of the lake as well, in portions of Stone County. But I'm hoping that y'all will come, that y'all will get a hold of as many of the schools as you possibly can to see that they come with you and be there. This is an opportunity for the schools to be able to take their kids and show them actual history. The other reason that I'm here is I would like to formally request that y'all put signs up on the entranceways into Taney County. I have a brother-in-law that's a truck driver. As he crosses all over the United States, sees all these different cities and towns and counties that have signs up, but he goes, well, gee, why doesn't Branson have that? And I'm like, good question. It's not just a Branson thing, it's a Taney County thing to promote thanking the veterans who come here and live here. And in my use of the word veterans, I'm also talking law enforcement officers. I'm also saying first responders and firefighters. All of those should be included in a thank you. And I'm not talking about a little tiny sign stuck on a post that the grass grows up and you can't read. It's my understanding y'all have a proposal to that effect of putting signs up, and I'm formally requesting that you look at it, discuss it, and in my heart, hopefully you'll approve it. That way it doesn't look like just Branson. I get so tired of hearing that. That's a Branson thing. No. You have veterans in all of Taney County, and Branson is part of Taney County. Branson's not Taney County.
You said the first Thursday. You're talking next Thursday? You meant the first Thursday in November?
Yes.
November 1st, then?
Correct.
Okay.
Guys,
yeah, because it will be open.
And it's 11 o'clock?
Yes, sir. And that's because when I talked to the chamber and I talked to the mayor, both of them had that time open. It'll be a short little ceremony there in the front, cutting the ribbon, which the gentleman who helped me this year, last year I only had one person. This year I had four other people who helped me put this room together, which is a larger room than I had last year.
It's the Red Roof Mall.
Yes.
Okay.
That's where we were.
It's in Building 5 and Room 5-7.
Can we work that into? We have agendized items that morning.
We have We have a full schedule that morning with a 1 o'clock ribbon cutting at the Boys Camp Road project. We'll see how we can work that in, but I'm not sure that we have that day. We have it already, I think, scheduled pretty full, Tom, and
I understand. I'm just...
Definitely, we want to be there if at all.
The invite's there. I will be there till 6 that evening, keeping the doors open for these administrators and school teachers that hopefully you could help guide in that direction, the college as well.
We have a meeting tomorrow with Forsyth Schools and their students to talk about the operation of county government, and we will advise them at that point about this. I think there's the way I understood it, 180 students supposed to be here. And
that so, young lady's your best opportunity to guide people to this event.
Yeah, she can do a little. You can do a little article or something mention of this grand opening.
So, who are you with?
Jan Clark.
With
Tady County Times.
See, I called last week, Tady County Times.
I
talked to the.
You've got her attention now.
The guy that's in charge.
She's and got it.
He told me that he would get somebody over last week so that they could do a pre-thing, just like they did Tri-Lakes, Branson, Tri-Lake News, whatever it is, did a pre.
Tom, on your other issue, we have discussed this, and it's been on our agenda before. We're working with, and we would like to have this billboard. It's what we're talking about is, and I visited with you about it, is a billboard representing the vets of every
branch of service.
Every branch of service. And I would like to have we would like to talk to the state and maybe have it where it's on either on one of those bluff sides or something because of the setbacks and the easements and all the things there. And maybe there wouldn't be, if we can visit with the state and get approval from them, there'll not be any charge to anybody other than just placing the billboard there and maybe having the lights that go on it. I've had this on an agendized item, and we've been trying to work on this now for 3 or 4 months.
Yep, so, that's why I'm here now. I mean, it may be too late for this year, hopefully not, but at least I've asked for it. If it happens, it's a plus for
yes.
Taney County and for all the veterans that live here.
Right.
They're not looking for Welcome Home Vietnam or this or that. Mm-hmm. It's veterans of all wars, men and women.
As I travel throughout the South, I see those all the time in different parishes. I see those in different counties as they welcome their vets home.
Yep, the only individuals that have ever welcomed their veterans home without any break in it is the Native Americans. Even when they came home from Vietnam, they were welcomed with open arms where a lot of us weren't. But that's a dead horse as far as I'm concerned. Vietnam happened in the past. I also was in Grenada. I also traveled all over the place like Israel, Jordan, Egypt, Somalia while I was in the military, Honduras. And this exhibit that we have that's set up is things that people have brought here, gave to Mike Radford in the past, who had to leave the area to go home, take care of family. I have some stuff that he left and gave to me. I have stuff that I've gone out and collected all the way from World War I all the way till now to include. I've got one small little thing on the Civil War, which is a set of pistols and a picture. But it's very unique, and I hope to see it stay in this area. And we've talked to the city in reference to that. And we're still talking to people about it. But again, a welcoming sign, welcoming home, all veterans and not just one or two or this branch or that branch.
we work on it. We're in the middle of working on it right now, so.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks, Tom.
We appreciate your comments, and we'll do our best to manipulate our agenda so that one or all of us can be there. Thank you, sir.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
Agenda request review, Nikki.
Bring the sheriff with you. I might need him.
11 o'clock on Thursday.
We don't have any new requests. This is just kind of an updated list.
Have you heard anything on number 4?
No.
Okay. Have you heard anything on number 5? I was told at the chamber meeting that we'd be receiving those ordinances.
I have not.
Yeah, they're coming to you. He and I had that discussion. Okay.
Okay. And Crystal was going to be back in the office this week.
Okay.
So, do you have any other items that you'd like on the agenda?
I think we'll know better after we go through the rest of this morning's agenda.
I don't have anything else.
I don't have.
Okay. Oh, the posting for in the morning. I guess if you made the phone call.
It needs to be posted.
Okay.
For both set of times.
Okay.
And then.
I'll go upstairs and do it right now.
Thank you.
With Jan here and the announcement for the radio station who's listening in, we will be having that ribbon cutting at 1 o'clock Thursday on a major project in the Rockaway Beach area on Boys Camp Road. And that's what kind of conflicts with our...
What time is that?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
And you've contacted all the sources that need to be contacted and made that's the scheduling has been kind of messed up a little bit because of not being able to get certain people there at certain times, but that's the time that Nikki...
Got it. Okay, it's on there.
Okay.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you.
Mr. Erickson, Managed Print Services. How are you this morning, sir?
Very good, thank you. Morning, gentlemen. Thank you for having me. The request was made for this item to be placed on the agenda for me to be here this morning to offer up a few suggestions and solutions to an ongoing project that we've been working on. Some of this information has been shared with you all on a hit-and-miss basis. Mr. Mark Riss has been a major key assistant to me in pursuing details and conclusions concerning cooperative purchasing for our managed print services needs. We have taken steps to isolate or rather develop a targeted solution via AEPA, an AEPA contract, which is the Association of Educational Purchasing Agencies. We explored pricing options via that mechanism, as well as fine details of contracts that were available from AEPA. And the determination that we've arrived upon is that we would be completely covered on any and all purchasing through that mechanism via cooperative purchasing through an addendum contract. What this would do is it would make it simple for us to respond to specific departmental needs on a case-by-case basis rather than coming in and spending $150,000 or $160,000 right up front to replace all the equipment that was listed in the RFP that we had recently rejected. So that kind of frees up that question for us. And then the other question, once we have the equipment in place and we have some ideas on what those solutions might be, again, on a case-by-case basis, thus also allowing us to maintain the equipment that we have that is working well, we would take the next step, and that is to determine a service provider. And we did contact some of those providers, and regarding specific equipment, Kyocera is the one that surfaced, and there are two print vendors that actually, by coincidence, were the two finalists in the recent RFP that was decided by you all to be rejected. But those same two vendors were participated in a phone bid process on one machine. We met with both of those groups. We were able to determine that Corporate Business Systems had the lowest cost per copy availability, plus they are the designated vendor of choice by the AEPA products regarding Kyocera's. So we had a conference call with Mr. Dustin West, who is the director of sales for them, and he has submitted in writing a commitment to Taney County for 60 months of service with a cost per copy of 0.0043 on black and white. And 0.032 on color copies. When we do take that those figures and do the math based on the estimates that we had on the paper that we were purchasing, the estimates that we used within that same RFP, approximately 150,000 clicks a month, including both black and white and color, our cost per quarter comes in below the $4,500 level, which would require that service to be bid. If, however, we decided that we wanted to, for safety's sake, put out a bid for the service over a term and supply time frame of 90 days, then we could also use the AEPA contract as a piggyback methodology to meet all of our legal requirements there as well. But we feel that this is a better deal for the county. It's less expensive, and it has the local vendor who is already participating in several devices that they already have on site with us. We met with representatives from that department or from that company, and they answered all the questions that we needed answered correctly. So I'm here this morning basically just to share those details with you all, answer some questions, and if need be, we could make a final decision on Thursday if we had to, if you wanted to discuss this with Mr. Riss. He's not available. He's out of state this morning, but he has chased down all of the red tape regarding piggybacking, if you will, on AEPA. So if you have any questions, I would ask for a directive from the three of you to say move forward, get some of those sore spots corrected as soon as we can. We have departments, as you all are aware of, that have some serious needs and have been putting Band-Aids on certain problems and trying to be patient. God bless them, holding off until we do have a final decision here, but we could get some machines in place pretty quickly via this method and also then establish a 60-month contract with Corporate Business System. That's my recommendation.
Let me ask you a couple questions real quick, Ron, and then open it up to these guys. First, when you said that we could, in fact, lean on for any period of time AEPA, you were referring to the maintenance of the machine. So they provide the maintenance as well as they provide the machines
right.
itself.
Right.
If the county purchased all new machines, we know that that's going to be somewhere around 139 based upon what was bid by the companies when they bid before.
Good memory. That's almost exactly right on. Yeah.
And if we purchased 139, is the bid that they, is the amount of money that they've offered to us to take care of the maintenance that comes in under the 90-day bid level, does that cover if we purchased all new machines and they serviced a full 139 or whatever it turned out to be?
Right.
And that includes toner. That includes anything that breaks down. I mean, maintenance. That includes what all? What all came?
Well, the easy answer to that question is when we fall back on the fact that we have a fairly substantial or solid estimate concerning our monthly clicks, if you will. It's not too difficult to take the fact that we're spending X amount of money on copy paper. And when we buy, and I did an average over the previous 15 months, when we average over 15 months X amount of copy paper, which came out to 150,000 copies, that's the dollar amount that we've sunk our teeth into, or the amount that we've sunk our teeth into to do the math for adding that dollar amount. So that would cover existing equipment. It would cover all new machines. It wouldn't matter. It doesn't matter to the vendor, to the maintenance vendor, whether this is on, this particular cost per copy would be, for instance, in my department, whether it would be on the existing machines that are sitting there until they're replaced, or new machines when they come in. And it would include the toner, maintenance, etc. But by your question, you've alerted me to one minor little item that we need to be sensitive about, and that is, what's our ultimate goal here? Our ultimate goal is not just simply to correct machines that need to be replaced, but it's to lower overall monthly expenses to the county, which is, you know, that's my mission in life. And I recognized early on that our expense on toner needs to be addressed and needs to be corrected and eliminated. And so if we take this process and we put it in place on a case-by-case basis, then I would want all departments to cooperate with an acute awareness of where they're having huge amounts of expense regarding toner, and is that machine, whether it's working right or not, if it's generating expense with toner, it needs to be replaced. And so we'd have to look at their budget line items, whether we need to go in capital improvements and replace some of these machines that are technically still functioning, but they're over here with another vendor generating a monthly toner expense. I just approved a PO the other day for $600 for toner. Not unusual. I would want to take that machine and put it on the target list to say, this one needs to be replaced, this one needs to be replaced, not just the ones that are not functioning correctly for our satisfaction or satisfactory needs, but get these toner machines out of here. Get these inkjet out of here.
I hear you, but the most dramatic scenario is what I was trying to present. If we replaced them all,
right,
that amount's going to take care of the maintenance,
yes,
and the upkeep on everything.
Yes.
So in a nutshell, we went out to bids. We had four companies that bid. The committee that was then appointed by the county commission narrowed that down to two, and then we had a couple of incidents and questions that came up about not apples to apples,
right,
et cetera.
Right.
And we decided to reject those bids. What you're coming to us now and saying is, we have an offer. If we purchase the machines, which we have every right to do so on a purchasing agreement, such as this Association of Educational Purchasing, what is it called?
Association of Educational Purchasing Agencies.
Agencies. We can purchase, or we could through U.S. communities, or we could through a host of others that were allowed to legally.
Well, that was your directive to me
just to
when we rejected the bid, was to explore cooperative purchasing options.
Now, we can move forward if we want ASAP by awarding, because I know you've talked to both companies because you shared that with me.
Right.
If, in fact, we wish to go that route.
I want to move forward with it. I want to move, and you have it posted today, Managed Print Services. I don't know whether there's any other posting that would need to be.
Do we need to award anything?
We don't even need to award anything, because really the cooperative purchasing contracts that are in place via an existing bid that
right.
covers us on however much we end up expending. And the quote that they've given us on maintenance comes in below the term and supply level. So basically, I'm here just as because it is a fairly significant project. I'm just here to get you all in the loop and say, move forward, and that way we can get the departments on board.
So this will go to CPS, is that right?
Right.
Okay, and the other people that were bidding, have you let them know what's going on or going to let them know?
No. Yeah. I mean, I did let them know that on that one specific phone bid where their CPC was off the radar.
Right.
You know, I let them know that regarding that.
Okay.
But even we had not yet pulled the trigger on just replacing that one real issue in planning and zoning. I let them know that they were
okay.
Can I ask you to take this a step further and bring back to us the number of machines that not only we need to replace, but we should replace because they're costing us?
Certainly.
And could do that next week?
Approximate number of total machines.
And a cost, so we can, I mean, because I think what we're going to probably do is find some capital improvement money and just
purchase
and get those things up to speed so we're saving the money that we need to be saving the money.
Regarding an initial purchase,
yeah.
Correct the machines that are busted and barely running.
Yeah.
While at the same time, take away the ones that are
the ones that
eating us up on toner.
I'm not even adverse to getting rid of everything. Mm-hmm. And find an county that might be interested in those things that are still functional,
mm-hmm.
With the exception of maybe half a dozen very costly machines that are working
mm-hmm.
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens then is when they finally do give out, we'll purchase a new machine and they'll continue on this agreement if, in fact, that's what we get involved in, right?
Right.
Can you do that maybe by next week? If
certainly.
Not, then the week after?
Next Monday. Certainly by next
we're
Monday.
We're not meeting on Monday, so I don't think, are we?
I think so.
No, we're not. Next Monday, we're
Thursday?
Not. But next Thursday, we'll. But as soon as as soon as you've got it ready, get with Nikki, and she'll put it on the calendar.
All right.
We'll schedule as fast as you can.
In the meantime, can we pull the trigger on a few that are really serious right now?
Yeah. I would say, I mean...
Here's the catch. Till we sign that agreement with the company, we don't have anybody that's going to take care of. I guess we could have...
I don't know what kind of agreement they're going to make us sign. I guess it would be a cursory contract, courtesy contract.
Something to lock in the rate or something. So.
That's an ongoing deal.
But, I mean, if they're guaranteeing it for 60 months, I think there's some sort of lock-in.
They're locking it in for 60 months, and that was a little bit painful for them, as they alerted me to.
But, I mean, I just want to make sure
there's
some signature of guaranteeing that.
I'll expedite this then and get it on the agenda as quickly as I can, because I know there's a few sore subjects out there. And like I stated earlier, those department heads, bless their hearts, they've been holding their breath and using Band-Aids and everything
sure.
they can to get by, and we appreciate those efforts. Is there anything else for me, gentlemen?
That's it. Thank you,
Ron. Thank you.
If we can, gentlemen, now go to in the executive session. I think we have two provisions. So I'm going to move that we go into executive session pursuant 610.021.3 and .12, personnel and contracts, as posted.
As posted, and I'll second the motion, but the other posting for executive session doesn't need to be in there. It can just be crossed.
Right, we'll just do one.
Because it's for personnel also. So I second the motion.
Thank you.
The motion has been made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to Section 610.021, subsections 3 and subsections 12. Discussion.
Just the last thing is that this will conclude the business for the day. Don't you agree?
All right. Our next open session will be tomorrow morning and then tomorrow afternoon with the 7th and 8th graders from Forsyth School. Correct?
Correct.
All in favor say aye.
Danny aye.
Jim aye.
Ron aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.